Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Career Explorers. I'm Renee Scuddy. In this episode, I interview the host of The Morning Show and The Good Stuff, Tyler Buck. We discuss how he got into radio, his successes and challenges, any advice he has for someone going into the field, and so much more. Let's jump right in. All right, welcome back to another episode of Career Explorers. Today I have with me the host of The Morning Show with Tyler Buck. He also hosts The Good Stuff from 4 to 6 on Fridays. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. So I wanted to start off by asking you a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? How did you get into radio?
Well, I was born in Haverty Grace, but the product of divorced parents, so I spent most of my time in Baltimore growing up, went to a small private school there. It was a small Quaker school called Friends School, and from there I went to the University of Vermont, and that's where I really started to love music. As soon as I discovered the radio, I knew that's what I wanted to do, and I discovered it quite late in life, just about 2 or 3 years ago, during COVID. So I called WHFC right here, 91.1, and I said, hey, I want to do a radio show. I have zero experience. I don't know what I'm doing. And station manager here, Paul Trufo, said, come on in. We'll have a chat and see what happens.
Wow, that sounds great. So how did you change your mind from going from law school to now going into radio?
Well, I went into law school and I knew I probably didn't want to be a lawyer. The only way I would have been a lawyer if I could have been the wear a white hat kind of lawyer. But those are few and far between. And I got several job offers or requests for interviews. And I've reached a certain point in my life where I wanted to do something that I actually liked doing.
So as we mentioned at the top of this interview, you have a show called The Good Stuff. You also have your own morning show that you host daily. Can you walk me through how you decided what kind of music you wanted to play, what kind of atmosphere you wanted for your show? How did you get into all that?
That's funny you asked. My original show is called The Good Stuff with Ty Bob. And my original concept, it was a weekly show, so it was a little bit easier to plan than the daily show. But anyway, the weekly show, my idea was to have a weekly mixtape that I would make for my friends. So the idea was for me to make a mixtape for my friends and family, and I was actually going to call the show The Mixtape, but I was afraid that title might be lost on a younger generation. That was my idea, to pick out tunes that I love.
What kind of variety do you include?
I try to include all varieties. Well, all varieties within the rock genre, I would say. My main focus would be rock.
Do you have a favorite artist or a favorite song?
I have several favorite artists. I like Bruce Springsteen. I like the Grateful Dead. I love the Beatles. Janis Joplin. And there's several new artists that I love. I love Valerie June. I love Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. I'd be hard-pressed to pick one favorite.
Wow, that's quite a variety. You really do have a variety there.
I do. I mean, there's so many. I love exploring new avenues of music. One of my goals is for people who listen to me to realize what a good time I'm having. And hopefully, if they listen to me having such a good time over the air, it will be infectious.
Then the energy is contagious.
Exactly,
yeah. Yep. Going along that same path, my next question has two parts to it. The first part is, do you have a specific memorable experience or a memorable person that really influenced you?
Yeah, I would say right here at 91.1 WHFC, when I first started, it was once a week, Tuesday mornings from 9 to 11. Terry Troyer was on. He had his jazz show.
I believe he's also called the Jazz Doctor.
The Jazz Doctor himself, Terry Troyer. And he was on right before me. So he would introduce me and be like, coming up, we've got Tyler Buck and The Good Stuff. I was touched that he would mention me on the air. And then he would listen to me and give me some pointers. But anyway, it kept me going.
You're a DJ here. Have you ever done a job for another event outside of here?
I have not. I've thought about it.
What would be your first preference if you would go into that?
I would love to be the MC of a concert. I would really love to get into some sort of live music concert promotion sort of stuff.
Switching gears for just a little bit. Off air, we were talking a little bit about you've worked in some museums, especially around Haverty Grace. Can you talk a little bit about that, what that's been like for you?
I was the executive director of the Lock House Museum in Haverty Grace, and I loved it. It was a job I loved. It was right on the water. It was a beautiful place, beautiful scenery, really interesting work. It's an interesting museum. If you're ever in Haverty Grace, make sure you go check out the Lock House Museum. It's about a canal called the Susquehanna Tidewater Canal that connected Wrightsville, Pennsylvania to Haverty Grace. And Haverty Grace was very important because it's the mouth of the Chesapeake. One of the coolest things that I did at the Lock House Museum is we created the Lock House Craft Beer and Wine Festival. It was the first annual Lockhouse Craft Beer and Wine Festival, and it was the first of its kind in Havity Grace, and it has since become an annual tradition. So I had some friends of mine come and play live music, and the music was the aspect that I was really excited
about. I love
about.
It. Just generally speaking, can you, starting off with your successes along your journey, your successes and your challenges along the way?
I would say the successes, I've always been good at school, so I've always been very successful at school, which is a double-edged sword because when you're good at school, people expect you to be good in the real world. And I wasn't. I'm not very good in the real world. I've never been focused on a career up until this radio and broadcasting thing has emerged as a career path for me. So it's a matter of finding your strengths.
What about challenges?
I think the biggest challenge I faced was trying to find a job that I liked.
You're starting a career a little later in life in radio and broadcasting. What advice would you give someone in your shoes?
Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. When I first started thinking about a career in broadcasting or radio, I actually went online and looked for people who found success later in life. That gave me a little bit of confidence. My advice would be, if you have a passion and you're interested in turning that passion into a career, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Let's finish off with this. Any advice for anybody going into radio?
Yes, my advice would be just to try it, to keep up with it, and do not get discouraged. It gets easier and easier and more enjoyable each minute that you're on the mic.
Any last thoughts before we sign off?
My two biggest suggestions would be to ask for help and keep on trucking.
Well, great. We'll leave it there. Tyler
All right.
Buck, thank you so much for taking the time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Career Explorers. I'm Renee Scuddy. Feel free to listen to all of our other podcasts. And if you'd like to learn more, you can visit our website, whfc911.org. Thanks for listening.